little bit late, sorry. I was sitting there daydreaming and reading something I want to... I shouldn't read, but I like to read once in a while. And my subject today is terrorizing the terrorists. Actually, it's part two of a system that, when understood by the American people, would give them freedom. See, the problem with us as a human race, we can be programmed to be a Nazi, we a cannibal, you know. We can be programmed to be mentally ill, to kill ourselves, to kill somebody. I understand these things. And how Hitler, I've often mentioned this before, but let me say it again, he understood how to take a democratic society and turn it against itself, or having a system where the bullies are armed and powerful and the people are weak and feeble and cannot stand up for themselves. So you got power. And anybody stands out and does something wrong, stands up for themselves, bang. And we've seen this over and over again in history. In this program, I hope to explain the simple principle. Yes, a principle. If not, you could call it a principality that creates these effects if the person is possessed of them. But if we repress or cleanse ourselves, I'm looking for a better word, cleanse ourselves of that possession and repossess our self, and because we see, which we wouldn't otherwise see before, that we are not thinking our own thoughts. And a number of people who do not think with their own thoughts is huge. And yesterday's program was all about that. And I gave a demonstration of it, or I recommended you go to Google and Google me, Roy Masters Hypnosis Demonstration. But I haven't had anybody call me back and say, how does this happen? But because sufficiently, I've explained it. I take a person from the audience and I can cause them to do everything I say while he's fully awake, not in a hypnotic state apparently. And he will do what I said and tell him beforehand, I will make you do these things. And you will make excuses because you won't know that I've said it to you. And I don't put him in a deep sleep. I mesmerize him as he's coming out to be a volunteer. In my audience of 500 people were. I'm using this as a person to make my point. And there it happens. He changes his shoes. I said, don't you remember me telling you that I was going to make you change your shoes? He says, yes. So why have you got your shoes on backwards? He said, because they felt uncomfortable. I said, don't you remember? I said, you won't think it's me? He says, yes. So why did you do it? No, because I felt uncomfortable. I said, why is the audience having their shoes on different, pointing inwards? He says, lazy. See? Now, that demonstration, you can say if you want to, Roy Masters is fake. That's just a setup. I would suggest you think otherwise, because every day, every minute I can spare, everybody who calls with problems has the same problem. They don't know why they can't control their thoughts. At least they realize they can't control their thoughts. That person didn't know he couldn't control his thoughts. Okay, right, be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This program is dedicated to one thing only. And that's more than enough. Two you couldn't handle. This one has taken me at least 55 years, and add another 5 years to that because of my interest in it and not my professional use of it. But I've been on the air for 55 years trying to explain this to you and warning you of things to come. And it's about to happen. You're screwed. And there's no way back. If they succeed in mesmerizing you without realizing you are not, that you are being mesmerized or tempted and becoming a sinner and therefore a slave of sins, all who sin are slaves. What is sin? When you're pressured, when you're seduced. But sometimes you don't realize you're being seduced. And sometimes you do, but there's not much you can do about it. So something unholy sits in the place of your holiness. You're disconnected to God and connected to that which disconnected you. Is that enough said already? But now, I'm not going to do that right now, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about and lead up to it. So, to change the form of any living things, we need to cause it to react. The flower needs to react to the sun. The animal that eats another animal has to cause the animal to react, and then he can eat him and kill him. And it's all these reactions. And reactions are run and fight, and run and fight, run and fight. So reaction produced by inducing disturbing elements through emotional stress is the game. Stress for animals is part of an essential training essence of evolution. A certain amount of non-penetrating, non-disturbing stress is healthy for humans. When I say non-penetrating, it means that it doesn't penetrate you. You don't hate the hurter. The hurter is frustrated. I'm giving you a clue. Right at the beginning, I'm going to give you a clue. And the clue is simply this: don't hate the hurter. Now that takes a certain, it's not a skill. It takes a predisposition of some kind. It takes the spirit, I'm going to wax spiritual. It takes a spirit that made the universe. That is metaphysical. You can't feel it, taste it, and touch it. But it's there in a human being, and in contrast, there's another metaphysical, but it's dark. And next, it's from another side. And evolution for the animals, evolution for us, is also a penetration, a corruption of the soul. And so when you can corrupt the soul and get inside and displace the loyalty of the soul to the Creator who created him and created all of us and gives us that choice, in a manner of speaking, we'll explain what choice is a little bit. So that it's invisible. And so if you are, say, a physical person, you know, and an atheist, who only understands matter and is good at physics and mathematics and writing and being an author, or very intellectual. They're usually, not always the case, how can I say it, I'm trying to find a word. They are more intellectual. They've got the more intellectual information they imbibe, the less of a human being they become. They still look like human beings, but they have no common sense. But they speak with such eloquence from having the doctor's degree and that kind of thing, a PhD in this and that. And it's having been forced on them, or they've had been obliged to study day and night for 5 or 6 years to get their degree. And that washes out common sense and leaves the brain totally programmed, so that you can discuss the subject intellectually without understanding a single word of what you're saying, but thinking you are saying something, which you are. You could quote the scriptures, you can quote that, and you can discuss the medicine of this and the construct of that, and you can build something, yes, but you do not have, you are void or partly void of the fact that you're becoming a dehumanized person, dehumanizing other people. And you've got some kind of power over a person, which you do, because people to look up to people who are educated. I'm not educated. So why would you listen to me? Jesus wasn't educated. He was just a carpenter. He went to a crummy little school, I suppose. But, you know, he didn't learn a whole lot. He didn't need to. He could make a mud pie and make it fly away. But what is that? Is that true, that he could do that? Yes, it is true. There's a certain magic. There's a certain magic on the left. And I don't mean politics, but it also includes politics. On the left, it seems to be, you know, the real reason for what's rotten. And on the right is good people are not good enough. So therefore the rotten wins. So if you can be as rotten as because it's easy to become more and more rotten without any effort, then more and more and more right by doing nothing and waiting for intuition and waiting to discover, to be enlightened. That's my books. I can remember when I was in the Institute of Hypnosis, I said, how can I write this down? I'm not a writer. And something said to me without words, just write what you just experienced. So it's called How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. It's my first book. And then my first record, it was a record. As a matter of fact, if you want to get a copy of these records, I've got a half a dozen. They're going to cost you a lot of money if you want one for a souvenir. So you can say, I've got this very first one. When Roy kicks off, you know what I mean? But you can. But the thing is, I learned intuitively about hypnosis that it's called temptation in religious parlance. And so I'm just going to take my calls now. And let me give you the number. I was just set up to talk about right and wrong and the conditioned reflex and what is causing the degradation of the human spirit and what can bring it back to life. See, we all have to go through the difficult part of our lives where everything goes wrong. And it can go so wrong that the country could become really, 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 really bad wrong people, controlled by really, really bad people who know how to control them, who program them. And then you have the other people programmed differently, do unto others as you have unto you, but they got all intellectual. And it doesn't work. Being intellectual by itself, it's got to be as intuitive as it is more intuitive. as is the devolved, rotten, dark side of the self. It rises to the occasion of a wicked person's need for power in the form of intimidation or seduction. And those two words need to be, explained. But I got a lady, is it Jamie? No, it's just Jamie, it's on the line. Would you like to call me about the opening of my program? Could it be that temptation and being the slave of the temptation, which is the stress of life, and the stressors, which are the tempters, who understand how to use stress to kill you. And I will show you how to take the stress they impose upon you and make you stronger than the stressor. And when it makes you stronger than the stressor, it frustrates the crap out of the stressor. And what would have got into you as bad goes into him or her as good. But it hates the good and creates confusion. Confusion, but with an essence of truth to it. So there's the truth could prevail in that broken person, in that wicked person trying to get inside you, getting you to react, and you have the spirit of paradise lost, the spirit of the constitution that Adam had. He was near it, but he disobeyed it, and therefore took on the nature of Eve and the spirit of Eve, which is still at work in every man and woman today, exactly the same. To the degree that man is born of a woman, and then you think to yourself, what the hell does that mean? Well, he's born of a woman. How else can he be born? And how can else he be reborn? So, what does it mean to the constitution of Paradise Lost? It was a direct relationship like a culture. It could have been a culture for the whole human race, but it was never to be. And there's a reason why it would never to be. And only one man, sin, and death through sin spreads. So the rest of the human race didn't sin purposely, even though they possess sin. The sin possesses them. And it does, but it does so, and then you're born in Borneo, you'll be a cannibal, but you don't dare to speak up. If you're hitting Germany, you see things happening, but you don't have, you're not strong enough because you're part good and part evil, but the evil is in charge. And so the real evil ones, they will have control over you because you're not really, really, really as bad as them. So the country is divided into the people who know right, but they haven't got the strong to deal with the terrible wrongs. There's a whole system of people who are really wrong. They become the Nazis. And you become, you know, just dumbed down and just go about your business and pay your taxes and cheer when Hitler gives a speech. Otherwise, if you don't cheer, they kill you. That kind of stuff. So you need to understand this is happening to this country. It's not a fascist thing. It is a psychological warfare. And if you'd like to have nice conversations with me, and don't let me sit here. Let me sit here and start a conversation. And surely, I don't want you to swallow it hook, line, and sinker. I want you to say, what do you mean by this? That's all I want you to say. Or you're full of it. Okay. Show me where I'm full of it. And I'll show you where you're being filled.
This is Advice Line with Roy Masters. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922.
So I do have something you could try. Look, Everything on my website is very inexpensive. I know that, you know, that many of you cannot afford anything because the situation in America is very dire, and the pressures all around, the cruelty. The cruelty you can see, the cruelty that's sort of covered up in smiling faces. All the world's a stage, and many when people act us, so to speak. Now, you're being seduced and violated all the time, every minute of the day. And you're taking the shape, and you're being programmed by someone who's being programmed, who is programmed by somebody else, and you, it's almost natural. Because you cannot see the program, you cannot see it. And but whatever the program is you think it's your belief, and you don't even know what belief is. You don't understand. The person that's being cruel to you doesn't understand, doesn't see his own cruelty. ISIS doesn't see anything wrong with killing baby children. They don't see anything wrong with it. They're completely upside down. Right is wrong. Evil is good. But you understand Christians are not strong enough to deal with that. Because their form of faith, their form of faith, isn't mature yet. It's something missing. You've got too many rabbis. You've got too many ministers. They're standing in your way. You can't become a Christian. Maybe you can on the battlefield. Maybe you can when you see a fire and you run into the fire and save a dog or a person. In those moments, there's magic, and you don't see any harm come to you. You save the person. You face the dog. You face that too. I mean, you don't. Everybody say what a wonderful person you are. You don't notice it. Is how else would you do it? There's that moment, all those moments where you begin that. For the most part, you have to wait for it in a mass because you're so busy with drugs and alcohol and sex and God knows what. And you're so fixated with your sicknesses and diseases and your family problems, etc., etc., etc. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of things. You're focused, drugs, anything. And you don't see the hell creeping up on you. You don't see anything wrong with your teachers. You don't, your union teachers especially. You don't see anything wrong with your university counselor and professor. There was a movie about that. The only one kid stood up. He said, "Well, if we'll put aside religion and everything, then we'll start. We'll make sure you will start from, you know, get your degree. Let alone let's not start to talk about religion." And that way we get over this quicker, shorter time. Only one person stood up. That was a movie. I love that movie. That's me. I want it to be you. I want you to say to the preacher, you know, if I had to go to a church, I would stand up. I don't go. But I have been. And so I stand up. I say, what do you mean by that? I find out he doesn't understand what he means. He said, would you like me to explain it to you? That's what I do. You don't sit here like a sit there like a flock of chickens being fed. See, it should be discussion. That's why our Sunday morning conversation. You don't see people sitting there with their mouth open and me pouring information into them about spiritual things. No, they talk to me and we discuss. They say, "What do you mean by this? I've got a problem here. I've got a problem there. I think I have an exorcism moving inside me." Oh, really? Let's discuss it. In other words, it's a human exchange. They're speaking to each other. And I tend to bring out the beast in people and leave the best. And you can see this on Sunday morning conversations. Let me take my first call. Ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles. The number is 800-866-3846. 8883. Now, I have a, it's 6 to 9, but 6 to 8 is when you call me, because I get a little tired after that. And it's Pacific time, yes, that's right. So, therefore, if you'd like to call me, that's, make a note, 800-866-8883. And if you go to my website, I think it's good for you to go, then why don't you join? $12 a month, and there's a whole world, a whole library opens up in things that you will never find anywhere else on earth. I've given my life to it, even physics, but I have to hold that back. I've been schooled intuitively, and I'm light years as a result, thank God. I'm light years ahead of psychiatry. Light years. Easy, because they can't cure anything. They just give a name to everything. It's called a program. That's all it is. A drug, an alcohol, a gambler. These are programs. It's a hypnotic state. In a hypnotic state, you could make a person do anything you want. Kill, murder, steal, pretend to be nice, loving. Anyway, the way you think loving is. And it's all, the loving is never loving, because you're loving the wrong, you're loving the thing that's manipulating you. You're loving it. The tendency, just quickly, I'll take my call. The tendency to be fixated, a slave of sin, is the first time you give in to something under pressure, with a little irritation or with a little polish, a little gift of some kind, and you feel the pull and you don't, and you yield to it when you shouldn't. And the minute you yield to it, the feeling of pull disappears and it becomes an addiction. When that, I want to bring you back to the feeling that something is pulling on you or pushing on you. And then pulling on you, you could just watch the pulling and say, I don't think so, thank you. And then the sense of a pull on you is to pull you away from who you are and to replace what is them, and which sits unholy in the place of the holy. And therefore, that thing that sits in the holy, in the place of the holy, is in conflict with God. And therefore, it doesn't like God and has anxiety in regards to God as an enemy. So you ever think of God as being an enemy? Or you think, because you go to church, that Jesus loves you? He does love you, but you can't learn him by verses and chapters, by reciting it. That makes you an intellectual. All knowledge and no common sense. Intellectual and that way. Let me bang hair on the hair. Let me get this right into you now. Intellectuals are stupefied people. Yeah, they're good machinists and mechanics, and they could be doctors, so-called, but they won't do you much good.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, I'm drinking some water. Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. Okay, now, listen, I'm lighthearted. I do not mean to be, you know, like this. I like to be as calm as I can and talk to you the way a good father can talk to you. But I have to sometimes raise my voice. And to cancel the dark voice with a bright voice. See, there's two kinds of voices. There's a cruel voice.
You dirty little swine, you'll never be any good.
Okay, that's a bad voice. A strong voice. You impatient little so-and-so. You little whittle supper. I'll get you for that. Impatience. Okay. No, but if I speak opposite, You are that. You have become that. You have become that which has inflicted you with emotion, angry emotion. And so therefore I say to you, there is a solution to it, but it doesn't lie in the words themselves. It lies within the spirit of the speaker. That's a big difference, different energy. A different energy, unworldly. And the other energy, you could say worldly, but it's also unworldly. It's from the dark force, dark side of the force. It operates through human beings and displaces the good. And then causes the person to do unto others what was done to them. And they fall into categories, rebels and conformists. Yes, right. Rebels and conformists, that's what you find on the left. You'll find rebels and conformists on the right. You're being too nice. Now, the rebels and conformists on the left, the people who are appeasers, conform to pressure. They're a slave of pressure. And they're rewarded by it, or another scream will get you to do more for them. And then they're not happy with it, and then you try harder to please, because the unhappiness and the anger, you feel that you haven't done the right thing right enough, and more than just enough. And it never stops. So there's those two sides. And I'm trying to say to you that I have a meditation, and it's like nothing you've ever seen before. It doesn't inure you to the foundation of human understanding. You don't have to come every week. You don't have to listen every day. You don't have to study anything except you want to peruse through things and find what's interesting and choose what's interesting yourself, which I encourage all the time. Don't read my book. If you're using a book, just flip the pages. Don't even start from the beginning. Just flick, 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 flick. Stop. Scan the page. See what stands out. See what the Holy Spirit has. It's there on the page somewhere. Somewhere on that page or another page. And all of a sudden you see, oh my God, I never saw that before. That's the beginning. Go to my website and get the seven minute meditation, FHU.com.
This is Advice Line with Roy Masters. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922.
I was saying in the opening of the broadcast, and maybe I didn't make the point, a certain amount of penetrating, disturbing stress. Yeah, penetrating and really disturbing, stressful events. Is a good thing. It's a good thing only if you have the essence of neutralizing it. The energy of a good person is from God. The energy of a wicked person, albeit temporary or you know, future hopefulness, you become better. So the energy of, while the energy is in that person, while they're in the possession of the dark side, the metaphysical dark side that controls people, lives through people, and as just as God lives through you, hell lives through you also. And these two dynamics clash. The only trouble is that you're not, evil gets eviler, more evil every day, without any effort. It's every time somebody gets upset with you, and sometimes you have to get upset with yourself, or you have to be upset by anything, so you can have the energy to function, and when you use the energy to function, it fuels What's wrong with you? And when you remember what did wrong to you, sometimes you can use a memory of something and regurgitate it and then think about it and be angry at it again, about your home life, your childhood, and that kind of thing, over and over again to keep yourself from seeing how badly you failed in that moment, what's wrong. And all of a sudden the anger is right, because the anger is like a drug. It makes you think that the anger is righteous anger. It's not. There is a righteous anger, but it's not that way. It doesn't have stress behind it. It does it just because it is, how do I say it? I can punch you on the nose without a feeling. I don't have to feel like doing it. But, you know, there's a point where I have to defend myself. It hasn't happened for a long time because of my very existence does a great deal of that. It sort of deflects. Someone sees me and tends to want to hurt me. I can see it and then they turn away, change their mind. And mostly it's preventative. But when it isn't preventative, like being a soldier, if I had West Point, I could show a soldier how to kill the enemy without the shock of, and see the horrible things that go on, without it getting inside him and displacing the good side with the enemy. No, I just forgot I had a call. Is it Jamie? Sorry. I've got carried away this, and I beg your pardon, Jamie. What can I do for you? Is Jamie there? Is it Jamie? Yes, she's gone. Well, I don't blame her. And because someone says, listen, if you want to discuss this with me, it's so much better if you discuss it with me. You know, I have so few calls because I'm very thorough, if I may say so, very, very thorough with my knowledge. I will say the same thing twice and you might not notice it, but it has a deeper disposition to it. See, 800-866-8883. I'm just saying, just a few minutes ago, I'm refurbishing my notes here. A certain amount of very disturbing stress is good if you deal with it, because you do need. Jesus did it. That he says, it's such a beautiful word, and I would like to use the beautiful word, but I criticize you, and that's not the right word. I'll find the right word later on, and it's too late. Tomorrow morning it doesn't work for me. But I upset you a little bit, or speak harshly at you, so that you might be pure. But it's not the same kind of it's very disturbing to a difficult, sick person who hates the truth. So when you are gracious and you are not influenced, because you have the counter influence of the other metaphysical force within you that's available to you if you are heaven bound, if you have a sense of worth, and not the worthless worth of doing nice things and expecting people to do nice things for you and then getting frustrated and then trying harder, so on and so forth. And then getting people to do nice things for you and learning how to keep pulling till they don't have a life of their own. You have their life and you're spoiled rotten. So anyway, so would you take Jamie down, because she's still up there, and put the new one up if you have one. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Because Jamie's old now, and she's about 3 minutes old, and I do need somebody else to call 800-866-8883. Do you understand that stress can kill you? Stress can cure you. Stress makes you stronger. You know that when you're doing exercising and resting and raising barbells. It does make you stronger, doesn't it, when you strain and to lift those barbells. or run, whatever it is, strength. It's a physical strength. And it could involve a spiritual strength. It really does. You find the best fighters, little guys, nimble, fast, clear thinking. You find it in Chinese and Japanese art forms of fighting. There's still the, but it's still not good enough. It's still only, mostly, only a sort of a virtue, you know, as to be recognized as a virtue. And it isn't necessarily a virtue. You can do all those things. But I'm only making the point that you are stronger if you overcome these kinds of stresses that make you physically stronger, but not necessarily mentally stronger. It could also prevent, if you're strong, that people don't hurt you because you can knock their block off. See, that's so that will give you a certain amount of security because you're so good at judo or whatever. And so therefore, you keep people away from your confidence that comes from that. Well, but that is helpful. Okay, let me take Susan. And this is an important one, so I will not delay. Susan, go ahead in New Jersey.
Yeah, I am.
Hello, Susan.
I see the weakness in me. I'm not a strong person. I can't knock anybody's block off. I don't know how to fight.
That's not the important thing, though. You see, the important the way you fight is to overcome the overcomer in your mind. In other words, the person who wants to overcome you and screw your head wants to kill you.
That is a
way of killing you. Stress is a way of killing you, little piece by little piece, in America. And when you get really hungry, you become ISIS. You want to eat the whole meal at once, kill them all at once, and get, whoopee, what a great dinner. Just the pleasure of seeing someone suffer and die is evil. See that? So don't worry about the points I was making. You don't have to be strong. I'm 88, but I'm strong in a different way. See, so people don't mess with me that easily.
And you know how to psych them out.
Well, you see, I know that I am confident. Confideo. That comes from, I think, the Latin. Confideo, with God. Okay? So it's with God. Confideo. With God. Now, the energy I have is 180 degrees opposite to the energy of the bully. And it acts like a field around you that's protective, a protective, invisible canopy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you need to become stronger than the enemy. You don't become strong in the physical sense. You will, because you'll start to get better physically and mentally. That is a byproduct of it. Because it allows God to come into you and finish the job of building you to when you pass this way to enter a different world. You'll have a different person inside you that's growing because you're always listening to him and relying upon the energy of him to shape you and to stand up against the bad guys. And the bad guys always lose. The bad guys always lose. They never win. In other words, I want you to become so skillful, that's a bad word, so let me take it back. I want you to become so connected to the Creator that it becomes easier and easier to fight a gorilla and make the gorilla, I'm just making a point, but to make somebody who's big and strong and powerful and to look at you and scream at you like a drunken swine. I'm going to make it all as, I will give you a picture, and where normally it will get upset you and eat a piece of you and take a piece and you're less, and you sit there shivering and shivering trying to appease that person, and he's too strong. I don't care how big they are. It'd be as big as a house. That's the way it's going to be. And the best it does is keep the people can sense it. That kind of person tends when they can see it. When you're more skillful at it, to use a wrong word again, but they can sense it a mile away. They'll approach you and they test you. And they test you by intimidating you and giving you a push. But they, when they touch you, they feel some electric thing. And when they look at you and they start to tempt you to make you afraid, and you're not, it frightens them that they can't frighten you. And you overcome them. You overcome the overcomer. The overcomer doesn't overcome you. And the overcomer will leave you alone. And you see what I'm saying? I don't want to speak too much.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what all I want you to learn. I want you to find that relationship. It's like the prodigal son. You ought to be the prodigal daughter. You're leaving the swine and the pigs and the fair weather friends, and you're making, you're broken, and since you've lost everything you had, nobody's interested in you anymore, and you think to yourself, my father's house and my servants are treated better than this, and you come towards God, and then there's a guilt coming, a sense of that he can't forgive me. If I was God, you know, I wouldn't forgive me. It's not that way. There's something talking in your head, and God knows that he meets you halfway. I just wonder, Susan, did you understand that? Is she there? Oh, what a shame. Yes, oh, what a shame. We have a little problem with our equipment. All right. But anyway, does anybody understand that? And so then I must continue my point of view. Is there anybody in the audience that wants to understand how is this done? I can tell you, it's only if you're ready to hear what I'm saying, if it makes sense. You say, where do I get it from? You don't, it's already there. It was there when you were born, but you got displaced. You had an intuition of your family. That's the reason why you get broken, because you see the injustice of your parents that they don't see themselves. They're passing it on to you. They're displaying what you'll display if you get them angry. If you get angry enough, or you conform enough, you become a rebel or a conformer, or you can play both roles. See what I'm saying? So what I have discovered, what has been given to me, and so I don't think now, I'm looking at the clock, you're not for the day, for the end of the year. And you don't know what's going to happen to you. You have no idea what's coming to you. All hell breaks loose. I don't care who's in the office. It's over. It's over unless I can get you to understand how to counter the rebellious crowds. You know, black people are lives are worth it. But silly stuff like that. And throwing bombs into windows and things like that. There's this kind of person who has become antisocial, anti-America. They've been robbed in some way, and they've given their life to that which is like Hitler, a sort of a Hitler way, way back in the chain of cause and effects, effects becoming causes, doing unto others what was done unto you. Doing unto others, one does it to the other, and then they turn around, it goes all the way down the bottom, and the life force flows up to the top. And that's your senators and your president. Okay, right there. Thank you.
listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right. Now, so I was saying just a little while ago, a certain amount of disturbing stress is healthy. And stress can kill you, but it also can cure you. You can't find a place where there's not... If you find a place where there's no stress, you die. You just whittle away. You have to achieve something in a wrong way, and something wrong grows up inside you. And then you've got conflict. And therefore you get rid of the conflict by eating more people, in a manner of speaking, and doing unto others as was done to you, but now you become the thing. And so you learn how to demoralize, and you eat little pieces every day for your dinner. People. And it's a metaphysical thing. When you get upset, you give off energy. And then you're much further from your creator inside, and you're much more like the person that you hate. And pretty soon, the person you hate is becoming grateful to that person's presence, because you can't live with him and you can't live without him. See? Because you're made of it, therefore you are a growing creature, but you're a result of a Dracula, a sort of Dracula kind of person who is angry, impatient, cruel, and does it and tricks you and lies and promises what it doesn't deliver. And except, but it always intimidating you some way to get you to react and give off your energy. Your energy of your body, what's left of you. And that results in a thousand different diseases, thousands of them. And so, because this affects your immune system and everything. Everything. And your mind. And so, I said a certain amount of that stress is important, because if you can overcome, if you are that have it naturally, like they have it unnaturally natural, so it's effortless, and because they got the energy to run after you like a leopard with a impala, like a deer, and it's got the energy because they ate the last. You know, the impala, the deer like animal in Africa. See, so it's got enough to run a couple of times, but if it misses its prey, it will die. It won't have enough way to run. And you've beaten it. And I say the same thing to you. Rob the monster, the cruelty of a person. Rob him of your life force, and you have to hold your ground, and the only way you can hold your ground is to come from the opposite side of the force, the good side of the force within you, not the bad side of the force that came from the outside and got inside you and displaced the one that's inside. And so it sits unholy now on the place of the holy, but is in conflict with God and in rhythm with the dark side, and you'll get love and approval if you do more and more for that person. Damn it if you get it, and damn it if you don't. You're dying of all kinds of diseases. That's what stress does. Okay. So, does anybody want to discuss with me the subject matter? Are you going to let me sit here every night and listen? And perhaps I would, if you would just perchance would match what I just said, let's say with your eyes, let's say you've got something going wrong with your eyes and you got the pressure in your eyes, like the doctor says. It could be from medication, and when the medication goes away, you can see better. And most people are taking medication all the time because of pressure creates all kinds of symptoms. So you're sort of a chemical person. So you're better living through chemistry. There are times that you do need medicine, don't get me wrong, but not every day. There's all kinds of medicines, all kinds of distractions, which, you know, they don't work. They only take away symptoms. So you live longer, but you live longer. You can make a music out of that. Longer, the bonga, bonga, bonga.
This is Advice Line.
It is it? I'm glad to hear that. It's Advice Line. Wow. I didn't know that. All right. We got a few glitches in our system. What's wrong with the bonga, bonga, bonga? It's my way of speaking, David. It's just my way of making it light a little. Yes, it's a legitimate as ebonics. I'm just making bonga, you know. I don't know, I've used it in a way to make it a little bit lighthearted. Not so serious. It is serious, of course. But I don't want people to be so serious that they get serious. That does harm to them. I have to show a little bit of humility. I have to show a little bit of fun and lightheartedness. You know, like doing Donald Duck sometimes. You made me do that yesterday. And now I'm not going to. No, somebody might. No.
Oh, boy,
that's better. Yes. You see, just because I'm a minister doesn't mean to say I'm not just a little kid inside. I'm an 88-year-old kid. And the kids recognize me. I'm not that looming monster person who knows everything and is dying. And yes, Grandpa. And he's got strange habits from the past. I'm as youthful as I ever was inside. My grandchildren think I'm just their age, but they like to listen to me. That's the whole secret of being a grandpa. See? And not that I was the greatest father in the world, because they all grew up with paws. But then I was away working and left with a mother. Now that's where it is. I'm going to blame her right there, right here and now. But what can you do? It's a good place to stop. We'll be right back. Okay. I would say bonga, bonga, bonga. I can't stand 1 minute longer. Roy Masters. That's rhymes. That's my ebonics. ladies and gentlemen, please. I'm not one of your typical preachers, I'm sorry to say. I just want you to be free. I want to show you just in a little while, and then you don't need me anymore. You are the temple of the living God, and the Spirit dwells within, and you don't need any learning. Go to my website and get the free 7-minute meditation. Would you do that? And Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's the foundation of human understanding. Thank you for your support.